Good morning. Thank you very much for joining the Mishnah taught on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether on Yom Tov a person is allowed to carry the challah and the zroah l'chayayim, the keva, the gifts that are given to the Kohen from the slaughtered animal over to the Kohen on Yom Tov. So the Gemara suggests that this Mishnah only seems to be following the view of Acherim, because we looked at a Braisa. It was a three-way argument between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Acherim. What is the argument between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Rabbi Yossi says that according to Beit Shammai, you're not allowed to carry Truma, but you are allowed to carry Zeru L'Chayayim V'Kevas. That's against our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that Beit Shammai were only saying you couldn't carry the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of yesterday, of before Yom Tov, if you're carrying them by themselves. And Acherim say that Beit Shammai were saying that you can't carry the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva on Yom Tov. So our mission seems to be Acherim. So that's what the Gemara said here. We're towards the bottom here of Yud Beis Mid Beis, I guess about 15 lines or so up. Lema Acherim hi. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah seems to be Acherim and not Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rava, Rava said, no. Mikatani, did our Mishnah say Shehurma Me'ayom V'Shenishchatu Me'ayom? That we're dealing with Zerol Chayayim V'Keva that were both taken up today of animals that were slaughtered today on Yom Tov. Shehurma Katani, it says Zerol Chayayim V'Keva that were separated today. But maybe Lo'olam Shkitasa Me'amish, it's referring to the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of animals that were slaughtered yesterday. And it's like Rabbi Yehuda says that Beit Shammai are only prohibiting carrying the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of yesterday, but not the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of today that was slaughtered on Yom Tov. So, okay, that's such a good diuk. Leim Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Acherim. It sounds like this Mishnah is only Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Acherim, because the Mishnah says that Beit Shammai say you can't carry Zerol Chayayim V'Keva Shehurmu, but not Shenishchatu. It could be that the Mishnah is following Acherim. And Beit Shammai are saying you can't carry the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of the animals, even if they were lifted today, but the animal was slaughtered yesterday. Yachi, if so, Hain Rabbi Yehuda. So then Acherim are saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. The difference between them is Tfela. What do you do with Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of today? Can you join in with the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of today that Beit Shammai hold you can carry? Can you also carry with it the Zerol Chayayim V'Keva of yesterday's animal? According to Yehuda, Beit Shammai held you good, and according to Acherim, Beit Shammai holds you can't. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, now with the two dots on Yud Beis Mid Beis. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that the argument between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel is not about carrying Zerol Chayayim V'Keva on Yom Tov. It's only about carrying Truma. And Beis Hillel will allow you to carry Truma on Yom Tov. Even though you can't separate chumas, you might have said, well, if I can't take away the chuma, because it's tikkun mana, I shouldn't be able to carry it. It's going to leave me to separate chuma. No, you're allowed to. And a story, Rav Tuvi Breder of Nechemiah, Rav Tuvi the son of Rav Nechemiah, Avale Garba the Chamed of Chuma, he had barrels of wine of chuma. Azal Gamed Rav Yosef, became Rav Yosef, Amalei, he said to him, Ma'alam Tuvi Lekoyin Oida, can I carry to a coin today on Yom Tov? Amalei, he said to him, Ach Yom Rav Yudim Hashmol, Ach Rav Yosef, Ach Rav Yosef. You're allowed to. Ushbezichne de Rav Bar of Hanan, the host of Rav Bar of Hanan, he had bundles of mustard. Amalei, he asked the following question. Am I allowed to squeeze out the kernel from the stalk and eat it on Yom Tov? Do we say that, okay, it's Ochel Nefesh? Or do we say, no, it's something you could have done yesterday. Do it yesterday. He didn't have any answer. Rava Barav Chanan didn't have any answer. Amalei said, you're allowed to mold the melilos. You're allowed to squeeze kernels of wheat out of the stalks of the fire from kitnios, you're allowed to squeeze peas or other legumes from the stalks on Yom Tov. We learned if somebody squeezed kernels of wheat out of the stalks on Friday, Lamachar, so the next day on Shabbos, so if he's going to do the winnowing in an unusual way by taking a little bit and putting it to the other hand, the wind is going to separate the chaff. That's okay. Ochli can eat it. Have a lobe, but no. But he can't do the separating of the chaff from the kernels with the utensils of separating a knon or a tam for a sieve, a funnel. Then the Raisa goes on to say, Amol Mishnah goes on to say, If somebody separated, right, he squeezed the kernels of wheat out of the stalks before Yom Tov, the next day on Yom Tov, he can, you know, throw this mixture of wheat kernels with chaff from hand to hand, small amounts, and eat it. And he can even use a funnel to separate the chaff from the kernels. But he can't use this big board because then he's separating a lot, and that's already preparing for after Yom Tov. Nor with a big sifter. So what does it say here? Me'erev Yom Tovin. You can be molo malilos before Yom Tov. But be Yom Tov lo. It sounds like on Yom Tov you're not allowed to be molo malilos. So the more, no, I feel it's never be Yom Tov. You can be molo malilos on Yom Tov. I did generation me'erev Shabbos instead of the beginning. If he had pushed the kernels out of the stalks on Friday, it's on a safe anami. Therefore, it says also, what's the law if he pushes the kernels of wheat? May erev yom. Says the Gemara. Now, this is why we're bringing this discussion. If you're allowed to separate kernels from wheat, and then allowed to eat the kernels, so if you're going to eat these kernels, that means that's dagan. That means that they're finished. And once kernels are finished, you have to separate chumas and maestros. So if you're eating it, and you've made it all on Yom Tov. Now you see that you are allowed to give tshuma sometimes on Yom Tov. But our Mishnah said, Beit Shammai respond to Beis Hillel, and they say, no, we'll amartim b'tshuma. Shenazake b'aramasa, right? I'm sorry, Beis Hillel responded to Beit Shammai. Beis Hillel said, tshuma, you can't separate on Yom Tov. But chali, you can separate on Yom Tov. Says, my lo kash, it's not a contradiction. This is really a machlokas, whether or not you could ever be separating tshuma on Yom Tov. Harebi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah where we have Beit Shammai saying you can never be separating Tshuma and Yom Tov, that's the view of Rabbi. And I'm sorry, that's the view of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And this what we just quoted now is the view of Rabbi. The time is limited to Raisa. We know that you have to separate Tshumas and Maestros once the product is finished, once it's dug on. So Yichna Shibal Masas Man Isa. Let's say you take stalks of wheat into your house. And you're planning to make it into flour, to make out of it dough eventually. So then, when it's still stalks, it's not finished. Ochel Men Arad. You can eat from it, a temporary eating. But you don't have to give Tshumas and Maestros. However, if you bring the stalks into the house, L'molom B'melilos, to squeeze out the kernels and to eat the kernels. So Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says at that point, you're chayev to separate Tshuma. He's bringing them in the stalks is already the goren. That's already the completion. However, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda poached, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's still exempt since the Torah says degancha. Degancha means it has to be a pile of grain which is smoothed out. So, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, when you have stalks, it's still pater from tshuma. And even if you're planning to eat the grains of the stalks. So that's our Mishnah where Beit Shammai say you can never separate tshuma on Yom Tov. Says Gemara, no. The Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not Mishkach Tzla. I can even have according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda a case where you're going to be separating Tshuma and Yom Tov. Kagon Shichna Shibal Masas Man Isa. If you brought the stalks in originally to make that of the grains of flour and make a dough, and then Menimel Chaleim L'Molam B'Yom Tov, and then he decides on Yom Tov to just eat the kernels, to Tivla B'Yoming. Now it became Tevel, and now you have to separate Tshuma in order to eat it. So the Gemara says, okay, it's still not a problem. Elamai Tshuma, what does Beis Shammai mean when they say Tshuma, you can't, what do Beis Hillel mean when they say you can't separate Tshuma on Yom Tov? Rov Tshuma, most scenarios of Tshuma. All right, now talking about the laws of Digun, of finishing a product, so now it's obligated in Tshuma. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Machlokas B'Shibon, the argument is only about stalks of wheat. Avo B'Kitnios, but when you deal with legumes, Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees, Asu Raisa, the bundling of them together, Tivla, that's what makes it into a state of Tevel, that you have to separate Tshumas and Maestros before you can eat from it. Maybe we can make a proof to Abaya. We learned, Mishayilu Chavilei Tilton Shel Tevel. A person has packages of Tilton. Tilton is a spice of Tevel. Hareza Kotesh. So then he can grind it, in other words, squeeze the seeds out of the stalks. Umechashev, then he can estimate Kamazera Yeshpem, how many seeds are here. And he separates a certain percentage as Tshuma for the seeds. He doesn't have to separate a percentage of the stalk. Even though the stalk is edible, but he doesn't have to separate some of the stalk as Tshuma. My lab, so presumably, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. This is the view of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So Amar Hasam Lo Tzivla, who said in regards to stalks of wheat, it's not Tevel unless It's a pile of grains. Ach, but apparently here, because it's kitnios, it's legumes, tivla, it becomes tevel just by being bundled. Says Gemara, look, it's not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's Rabbi. It's only the view of Rabbi. Rabbi, so if it's Rabbi, my Yiriya Tilton, so what's the big deal about a bundle of the spice Tilton? Afilu Shibalam Nami, he holds even that a bundle of wheat stalks is already golden, it's already finished, and you have to separate Shumos and Maisos from it. Elamai, so what do you have to say? It's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So then he asked the same question, the Shmina Sharmina Kitnios. Talk about other types of legumes. Mikoshkin Tilton, certainly he would say the same thing in regards to the Tilton spice. Ella Tilton, it's Tzrichle. We want to talk about Tilton for the following reason. Tzakadai dechamin ufot to say, hold the time eitzur pir yoshaveh, since the taste of the stalk is like the seed. Lifroshnamia eitzur, when you're separating chuma from the Tilton, you have to separate also some stalks as chuma for the stalk, not just seeds. Kamashwan, that's the chiddush, you don't have to do that. Ikadami, another version. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, machlokus b'shibolin. The argument between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is about stalks, whether stalks could be considered finished and obligated in truma. Aval b'kitnios, when you deal with legumes, everybody agrees, asuraisa, just the bundling of the legumes, lo tzavla, that's already not enough to finish the product, and it's not yet obligated in truma. Basically, how could you say that, Abaye? In the raisa, mishayilu chavile tilton shel tevel, if somebody has packages of tilton, and that's already tevel, he has to separate truma from it. Areza kotesh, he can smash it and squeeze the seeds out. Umachashev, and then he can calculate, estimate hamazera yesh ben, how many seeds are here. Mafish al azera, he'll separate us by estimate a certain amount of chuma for the seeds. Mafish al azera, he doesn't have to separate chuma for the stalks. So my lab, presumably, tevel, we're talking about tevel, tavel, shel chuma, because it was bundled, it's considered goren. And you have to separate chuma from it. No, that's not what's going on here. It's not because it was a goren, it was a bundle of the tilton. We're talking about here where the levy came first. Normally when you have product, so you're supposed to give first something to the kohen, 2%. And out of what's left, 10% goes to the levy. Out of that, 1% of that goes to the kohen. The levy has to give that to the kohen. So here what we're talking about is that the levy came first. He took his 10% right off the top. So now when he takes his stuff, he took bundles of tilton, so the fact that he took it as Maaser Rishon, hey, you're already getting your matanos, so now you have to give from it to the Kohen, even though it wasn't Goren yet. So that's what happened. Lo tevel tavel shel chumas Maaser. Rebbo and Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Rebbo told us the name of Rish Lakish. Rebbo, I'm Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Maaser Rishon shekdimon b'shibalin. If a levi came and he took Maaser Rishon when it was still stalks, Shmo tovlo b'chumas Maaser. The very fact that he called it Maaser Rishon means that, okay, if it's good enough, it's finished enough for it to be Maaser, it's also finished enough. You have to separate Chuma from it. Now you have to give the Chuma's Maaser. Gemara says, if so, Kotesh Lamali. So why did he have to crush it? Lay Malay, can't the Kohen say, I'm sorry, can't the lady say, Ki Yechid Yavuli, the same way they gave me in stalks, Achi Yivnilach, that's what I'm going to give to you, the Kohen. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Knasa, it's because we're punishing the lady. Because normally the Kohen should be the one to get first. And the Levi went in ahead of the Kohen, therefore he gets punished. Now he has to make the product more usable. That's what we learned in a Braisa. Then Levi, if you have a Levi, and he got stalks as his Maaser Rishon before the Kohen got his Chuma, Os Osen Goren. So if he got wheat, he has to make the wheat now something which is storable. You know, make a pile of it. Anavim, if he got grapes, also sanyani has to make it wine. Zaysim, if he got olives, also sanchami has to make it into oil. And then, once he made it into a finished product, mafash alayin chumas meiser, gives the chumas meiser, v'nosan l'kohen. Shek Hashem, shichum v'gadol, and he tell us, elamen agoren, men ayakev. It's the same way the original chuma, the 2%, has to come from finished product, from finished grain, from wine or oil. Kach chumas meiser, so to the chumas meiser, and he tell us, Elamin HaGoren, Elamin HaYakim. So now the Gemara asks another question on this. If you're going to say that the case here of the Tilson was that the Levi got his Maaser Rishon, and now because he got Maaser Rishon, he has to separate from a Chumas Maaser. So what's going on here where it says, Machashev, he estimates what's left, and out of that he makes an estimate, he gives some Chuma. If it's Chumas Maaser, Medida Boy, you have to measure it. And so the Gemara, no. Hamani, this view is the view of Abba Eliezer ben Gimel. The Tanim lived in a Braisa, Belezer ben Gimel Omer. Since the pasuk says v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, it'll be considered for you your trumos. V'nechshav lachem trumos trumaschem. So it sounds like trumoseichem. So it says trumaschem. So since it says v'nechshav lachem trumaschem about the trumas meiser, it'll be considered for you a truma. So therefore, b'shtei trumos hakasim edaber. The Torah is referring to both trumos. Truma gedola and trumas meiser, and comparing them, and therefore saying k'shem shetruma gedola nitenes ba'omeid, nitelas ba'omeid. The same with truma gedola, you don't have to measure out a certain amount because mido raisa kita achas poteres sakri. Biblically, only one seed already exempts the whole pile. So the same way truma gedola can be given by an estimate of a machshava, and just thinking this is truma gedola already makes it truma gedola. Tach trumas meiser nitelas ba'omeid. Over machshava, so to trumas meiser can be given just by an estimate and just by a thought. Gufu we learned before. Amr Rav Avoh, Amr Rav Shimon Lakish Meiser. Rishon Shagim Shibalim. Shmo Tov L'Trumas Meiser. The Levi got the Meiser Rishon before anything else. He got stalks 10% of it as Meiser Rishon. The fact that he has Meiser Rishon, now he has to give Trumas Meiser from it. My time or why? Amr Rav Rav said, Ho V'yatzol of Shem Meiser. Since it's called Meiser, the Torah says, Parimosim Yimenu Trumas Hashem Maser Min HaMeiser. Once it becomes Meiser, you have to give from it Trumas Meiser. Amr Rish Lakish said another law. Meiser Rishon Shekdim B'Shibalim. If the Levi came and he got his Meiser Rishon, his 10%, when it was still stalks, before it became the pile, before it became a Kri, before it was Goren, before it was put into storage. So now he has to take out of that 10% that he got 1% to give to the Kohen. However, 1% of the total, right? 10% of the 10% he has to give to the Kohen is Trumas Meiser. But Patim Truma Gedola, he does not also have to give a Truma Gedola. He doesn't have to give the percentage of the 2%. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Varimos mena Truma Hashem." You're going to give from it the Truma Hashem, Maaser mena Maaser, a tenth of the tenth. Maaser mena Maaser, Marti Lachav, Lo Truma Gedola, Truma Maaser mena Maaser. You have to give a tenth of the tenth. You don't have to give a tenth plus the 2% of the entire total. Amar Papa Labai, your Papa said to Abai, if that's the case. Even if the Levi went to the pile and he got from the pile and he got 10%, he shouldn't have to give Truma. He shouldn't have to give Truma Gedola, just Trumas Meiser. I'm a lay, no. But you, the pasuk says, Mikol, from whatever gift you get, Terimu is called Trumas Hashem. You should give all the Trumas of Hashem. And why do you say that if he got stalks, he doesn't give Truma, doesn't give Meiser Gedola, but if he gets grain, he does give Truma Gedola? The answer is, Hai Idgan, if it's grain, it's already been piled, it's been finished up. Hai Lo Idgan, but if it's stalks, it hasn't yet been made into a pile. The chiyuv of Truma Gedola hasn't taken effect. So it just separates Trumas Meiser. It doesn't have to separate Truma Gedola. Okay.